it was pretty chaotic. And then it became clearer that this one plane actually might be another one that terrorists had taken over. And so the military aid was shuttling in, saying how far out, what its trajectory was, you know, and it was headed straight for DC. It's 500 miles out. Estimate this much time till arrival. And so the military aide asked the vice president for authority to shoot it down, to issue the order to shoot it down, which I had presumed that the president and vice president had talked about. Because that was the clear issue, which is if there's more planes in the air, do we take them out of the air to prevent them from doing any damage? And the vice president very calmly gave the order to shoot down, to scramble fighter craft that were available and intercept United Flight 93, is it? 93. To intercept it and you know, attempt to make contact, but if you can't contact, and I think the protocol was that they're supposed to fly up next to it and look in the cockpit,
make visual contact.
Yeah, make visual contact, and if you can't get them diverted, take them down. And so he very calmly issued the order, and I remember the military aide asking twice more for confirmation of the order. That might have been in the protocol as well, but I think it was also because the vice president was so calmly issuing the order that I think the military aide thought he didn't understand what he'd been asked.